Good morning. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Four Corners Spotlight. Today, we're excited to have Miss Navajo in the house. Good morning.
Oh, yate bene.
Yeah, this is Autumn Montoya. So I know you like to always give your traditional greeting. So let's go ahead and do that.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Baker. Yate analtua danis lotzagi she ya Autumn Montoya yin shia. Hashtlishni nishlan ki ani bashishin. Nathanat kodik ojel thought shijat abadishne. Tani sani eda shiche, twa headlini eda shinola, ada twitch inia thought shinola dabadishne, a quit ada net son in nishle, le ha ate nat nilin yo tobet hazogit, ayes a de nasha, indeed, le tega hodzane di eshagan, ado na dina ke esha nahe, shamado shija e Rochelle do olsen chi wolye, shamasane e Judy Castillo Montoya wolye, and shiche e Richard do Janice Montoya wolye. Ado Shanella sa do Shanella Hastin, a Lillian do Oscar Chi Wolye. Shamayaja do Shiaj, a Vivian do Jasper Lee Wolye. Hiahat la Analtsko, Ado Jim Baker, a Yobashes Quajanti, Vertical Radio Wolyegi. Hiahat.
Ah, thank you very much for that. Was great. And this is Autumn Montoya today, and she is the reigning Miss Navajo for this whole year. And you became the new Miss Navajo back in the fall, right?
Yes, I did, September 9th.
Okay, and that's always tied in closely to the Navajo Nation Fair?
Yes, that is.
All right, and how many were competing this year?
This past year, there were three contestants.
Okay.
It was myself, Summer Jake of Tlizitco, Arizona, and Kayla Martinez of Wind Rock, Arizona.
Okay, so... It's probably one of the most grueling competitions that of any competition for Miss anything.
Yes, definitely. Grueling is the number one word that I've heard so far about the pageant is that it's grueling. It's very challenging, and it not only does it challenge your physical self, but it challenges your mental, your spiritual, and your emotional being as well, because you are taken away from your family in order, and you have to think about all the teachings and everything that they instilled with you within that whole week, and to be resilient and to overcome any challenges that come throughout the pageant, because anything can happen during the pageant. Some things may trigger you to where you may lose your emotional state, may lose your spiritual state. And so it's just a really huge challenge, and you have to be very, very prepared and very resilient and very strong within all of those areas to become Miss Navajo Nation, because not only is it the competition, but when you become Miss Navajo Nation, all of those things come into play, and you have to be a very strong person to be this.
Yeah. Now, how long is the competition? Is it a day or 2 days?
It's a week.
A week long.
Yes, a
week
long.
See, it is grueling.
Yes, it is a week long. The first day is orientation. The second day is the butchering competition.
Wait a minute, butchering?
Yes, butchering competition.
For Miss Navajo, you got a butcher? What? Tell us about that part.
You have to completely skin and dismember a sheep. This year we had churro sheep that was donated from the Dene College sheep program that they have up there. Dr. Christine was the leader of that department. And so they had a grant to where they had churro sheep come into the facility, and they raised them and fed them to where they had about 8 sheep that weighed approximately the same weight. So it was fair for each of the contestants to butcher the sheep.
Oh.
So we had those sheep. You have a time limit of 1 hour to completely skin and dismember the sheep and take it completely apart. And then following the sheep butchering competition is the meat demonstration. So according to the judges, they would choose a piece of the sheep. So it could be an arm, a leg, a backbone. It could be the head. But it was up to their choosing, and they would give it to the contestant. And it was up to the contestant to show how you prepare that piece of limb for food.
And you had to be describing this in Navajo. Is that right?
No. It was all just physical part, that part as well, because it's very loud there
as well.
Because this year, I was told by a lot of individuals that this year was the most people they've gotten to come see the butchering competition.
So were all three of you competing at the same time?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be loud.
Yes. So there's a lot of our elders yelling, a lot of our moms and dads and yelling at us and telling us to hurry and encouraging us to keep going, to be strong, because it is very challenging physically to dismember the sheep, to cut the throat and to make sure that the animal doesn't suffer. That's one of the hardest parts, because that's when they take their last breath. And so as soon as that happens, you start skinning the sheep. And as soon as you're finished skinning the sheep, then you hoist the sheep up on its hind legs. And then you cut the chest part of the sheep and you take out the intestines. So as soon as you take out the intestines, that's where it goes downhill, because that's when the, the carcass of the sheep is not that heavy. And then you take off the arms and then you go into the backbone. And the backbone, I believe, is the hardest part, because you have to take apart the ribs from the backbone, and that's bone. So you have to really, you either have a hatchet or you use a knife, and you have to really give it all you got to take that apart, and also get it done within an hour.
So who taught you to do all this?
My family. The summer before I decided to run for Miss Navajo Nation, my family really encouraged me to go to a lot of our ceremonies, mostly because they needed food. And for our Navajo people, it's, you know, butchering meat, mutton. You can fillet it, you can saute it with other items, or you can make stew. So it was a variety of choices that you could make with the sheep. So for example, Yebache ceremonies, different huge ceremonies in that way, that you would butcher about 4 to 5 sheep for that ceremony. So you really, it's a really good time to practice, because you just butcher, and you just continue on and perfect what you need to perfect during that time.
All right. We're talking to Miss Navajo today. You wouldn't know that maybe by what she was just talking about, but that's part of the competition of butchering the sheep. We're going to continue our discussion with Autumn Montoya. She is the reigning Miss Navajo. Find out some more things that went into that competition. And I want you to stay with us, because Four Corner Spotlight will continue.